The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones in the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I said, "O sovereign Lord, you alone know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.' This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you to cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord." So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, "Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, 'This is what the sovereign Lord says. Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into these slain, that they may live.' So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Then he said to me, 'Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, "Our bones are dried up, and our hope is gone. We are cut off." Therefore, prophesy and say to them, "This is what the sovereign Lord says. O my people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from them. I will put my spirit in you and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and I have done it, declares the Lord."
Well, good evening, 7 p.m. It's good to be here. I was preaching this morning at 8 a.m. and realized after I sat back down that my fly was undone. So we're off to a better start tonight. Well, have you ever been discouraged? Maybe by something or someone. There's probably no one more discouraged at the moment than a Hawks fan after the Swans defeated them yesterday. Sounds funny, but I'm actually a Hawks fan. Yeah, thank you. That's what I wanted. Well, I had my birthday recently, though, and that was great. Lots of fun, and birthdays are always good times. But I realized something interesting, that birthday cards can be really discouraging things. And I had no idea. I hadn't really thought about it before, but as I was reflecting on this sermon, I realized that. I thought I'd share some cards and posts that I received online with you all. So the first one, I'll read them out. You might not be able to read it. It says, "You're not just old, you're slow too." And there's a speed sign there with my age in it. The card two, "Hopefully this bear will distract you from the fact that I failed to get you a real card." So that's nice. And card number three, "Forget about the past, you can't change it. Forget about the future, you can't predict it. Forget about the present, I didn't get you on." Lovely. Well, we see in Ezekiel 37 this image of dry bones, which verse 11 reveals are the scattered people of Israel. The nation is virtually dead and lifeless at this stage. They've been discouraged and they've given up hope. We find in verse 11, the people's cry is, "Our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off." And they definitely have a legitimate reason to feel discouraged, to feel cut off from God. And we've been spending a lot of time in Ezekiel with this sermon series looking at why that is. They've forgotten their first love for God. They've followed false idols. They've rested in their own pride. They basically thought they could do it without God. And now that's exactly where they've ended up. They've dried up. The relationship with God is non-existent, and so the life of these people has gone. All that made them human, all that made them the way that God had designed them to be. And God asks the question, can these bones live? Can these lifeless people who have dried up ever be restored? Well, of course, dry bones can't live. They didn't need a bit of water. They didn't need just a bit of food. They're not looking unwell. They're dead. Dried up bones just lying on the floor of the valley doing nothing. They can't do anything. And Ezekiel's answer is a very biblical one, isn't it? He says, "Sovereign Lord, you alone know." He's fully aware, as I think most of us are, that God always seems to be able to turn no's into yeses. Can Sarah, Abraham's wife, give birth at an old age? Can a virgin give birth to a child? Can a man raise from the dead after 3 days? Sovereign Lord, you alone know, because it's Him alone that can make the impossible possible. There's nothing that these bones can do to bring themselves back to life. It's God's intervention, His breath. Sort of reminds us a bit like Adam in Genesis 2, where God breathes life into the lifeless. God makes these bones people again, as they're not just brought back as bones, but flesh and blood. Just as we are made whole, complete, restored through Jesus Christ. His breath fills them with life. Just as Christ gives us eternal life when He gave up His final breath on the cross and God raised His lifeless body from death as one that's eternal, full of life. Isn't it amazing that we get to share in all of that? Ephesians 2, verse 4 to 7 states, "But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It's by grace you've been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages He might show the incomparable riches of His grace expressed in His kindness to us in Christ Jesus." God can most certainly make dry bones alive. Ezekiel is proclaiming that God is the one who can repair the damage that our sin has caused. Bodies lifeless through sin, given life through His breath. And though we too were dead in transgressions, we have been raised with Christ. What a great message of hope. But I think we know this, don't we? If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, then this isn't news. So the question is, what's next? This life isn't given to the dry bones so that they can just wither away again. Dry bones can't live. They can't do anything on their own. See, God has breathed into us new life. But physically speaking, breathing is a constant thing, isn't it? It's not a once-off phenomenon. You don't come out going, and you're done. That would be ridiculous. And now, before anyone rushes ahead of me, I'm not saying that we need to receive the Holy Spirit more than once or be saved more than once. That's not what I'm saying. But this word that has prophesied into the lifeless Israelites, commanding them to live, this word that has prophesied into our lives, it's not a once-off phenomenon. This life isn't given to us dry bones so that we can wither away again. We've been restored by God through Jesus' death to be the people he has made us to be, to have life and relate with him as we were meant to. When we declare Jesus to be our Savior, Christ to be our King, God breathed life back into these lifeless bones and he put his Spirit in us. Just as it says in verse 14, he has put his Spirit in us. That is how he will ensure we don't wither up and die, because we can relate to him. And as we continue relating with God, growing in our knowledge and love of him, we can continue breathing. In verse 14, it doesn't just say, I'll put my Spirit in you. It says, I will put my Spirit in you and you will live. So the question begs, as a Christian, how are you drawing your next breath? And your next, and your next, and your next. Are you breathing life? Are you trusting in God's Spirit to transform you, to enable you to overcome your sin? Are you allowing God's Spirit to reveal God's words of life? Or are you slowly suffocating your faith and drying up? Are you trusting in your own self-motivation to transform you, trying to overcome your sin with self-determination? Are you not even giving God's Spirit a chance to reveal God's words to you and relate with God, because you don't really read your Bible that much? You don't really pray that much? Can dry bones live? Well, the Bible Society has a campaign at the moment running that's called Live Light in 25 Words. And it's aimed at encouraging people to read their Bibles, and it's really helpful. I suggest you check it out. So the reason they're running this campaign is their research has shown that only 20% of Christians have a daily Bible reading plan. 20%. 1 in 5. The three reasons people gave were not enough time, not enough understanding, or just didn't think that the Bible was a priority. Well, Jesus says in John chapter 15, verses 5 to 6, I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I remain in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you do not remain in Jesus, then you are just like the dry bones, cut off, without hope. Can dry bones live? See, when it comes to God's word breathing life into you, maybe you're just taking one big quality breath each week, and that'll do for the week. Or maybe you're just taking little breaths here and there when you think about it, a few minutes in the day, just when you have some spare time. Or maybe the only time you're hearing God speak to you is each week at church, hoping for some kind of resuscitation from the minister. Or maybe you're just listening to other people tell you about Jesus, trying to survive from secondhand air. My brain thinks of movies where someone's drowning in the water and mermaids come and give them little breaths of life until they can resurface again. Isn't it ridiculous? See, it would be impossible for anyone to keep that up for a while without doing serious damage in a physical sense to your lungs, your brain, your heart. Can you just imagine what kind of damage that kind of behavior can do to your spiritual life, to your prayer life, to serving, to giving, to your families, your friends? See, there is life in this book, brothers and sisters. There is life in there. And we've read that the Holy Spirit is given to us so that we will live, that we will know God, and we will relate with Him. This kind of breathing, thinking about our relationship with God is dangerous to your spiritual health, and it's dangerous to your eternal life, as we've read in John 15. See, if you do not remain in the Word, then there is a danger that the Word will not remain in you. But I don't want to be naive about the pressures of life. I don't want to be another minister standing up here saying, drink some concrete and harden up. Read your Bible. Life's hard, isn't it? It's even harder being a Christian. See, because there's always something to work on, isn't there? Our character, our speech, our generosity, our gentleness, our boldness, something you should be doing more, something you should be doing less or not at all. There's always somewhere to be at church or Bible study or in prayer groups. And we have so many ministries going on at St. Paul's. We're so blessed as a church. And when the minister gets up here and says, read your Bible, it can just sound like another thing to do, another thing that you're failing at. But I want to say something that I'm sure every minister at St. Paul's would agree with. If you're not spending time at the foot of Jesus, then none of that other stuff matters. Can dry bones live? As we read Ephesians 2 before, it spoke of our life with Christ. We are made alive with Christ, raised up with Christ. He has seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. What's the point of working on all those other things if you're not working on them with Jesus? What's the point of being at all those places if you're not serving with Jesus? Can dry bones live? Of course not. Only God's Spirit, His breath, His life in us can make us alive. Apart from Jesus, we can do nothing. And our Bible study groups, our youth ministries, our men's and women's ministries, our young adults ministries, these are not places that are valleys of dry bones, but they should be places full of God's life and Spirit. And as we read in verse 10, a vast army for the Lord. Well, maybe, like a Hawthorn fan, and like the people of Israel, you might have been feeling discouraged. Maybe you've been trying to be better at Bible reading, but with all your effort, it's just not getting better. Maybe you're finding it hard to understand the Word, or finding it hard to keep applying it to your life because there is so much to do. Well, I honestly hope that you are encouraged by the message today. Encouraged because your Bible reading isn't improved by the independent effort that you make. Can dry bones live? Of course not. The Israelites found themselves in their situation because of their rejection and independence from God. And yet in his grace and mercy, God declares that he will bring them back to the land of Israel. He will settle them in their own land. And because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, brings us back to himself. If you feel that you've become dry and cut off from God, if you feel that you haven't really been remaining in Jesus, listen to God's words from Ezekiel 37, where he says, "Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. I will put my spirit in you and you will live." We need to let go and let God. See, he has breathed life into you. Dry bones can't live on their own. My prayer is that you would continue drawing each and every breath from him so that his word will continue to sustain you.